Recovery efforts from last December's deadly landslide in Haines and defending gun ownership were both hot ticket items at Tuesday's Haines Borough Assembly meeting. Haines residents made passionate pleas on both sides of a symbolic gun rights resolution. The resolution brought by Haines Assemblyperson Paul Rogers would effectively show that the people of Haines support the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and would seek to prevent the borough from spending funds to enforce any measures that would be in violation of the amendment. Haines resident Karen Hess said that she supports the resolution and is okay with Rogers removing the language calling for Haines to be a so-called sanctuary city for those seeking expansive rights to bear arms.
If you read it and see why we have the Second Amendment, you'll see why we don't have a government militia. And so it's very important for citizens of the United States to be able to keep and bear arms.
Haines business owner Joe Ordonez strongly disagreed with the notion that the borough assembly should be weighing in on such a divisive national issue. Ordonez argued that the resolution could be misinterpreted by potential visitors and keep some tourists away. Ordonez urged the assembly to look at the issue from a financial viewpoint.
If this resolution turns off even one of my potential guests and turns them away from Haines, direct and indirect revenue, as well as the tax revenue, is lost forever.
Haines elected leaders were fairly divided as well, with Assemblyperson Katie Kirby wondering whether the borough should be singling out the Second Amendment rather than supporting the entire Bill of Rights.
I do think it's no more important than the other rights we're given, and putting it in this context where it's deemed a higher level of importance because we're specifically saying this one, to me, speaks that we then think less of the others. And that isn't, to me, that's not right.
Haines Mayor Doug Olerud, who owns a local sporting goods store that sells guns, supported the resolution.
Any of our Bill of Rights are not given to us by the government. These are rights that we have as individuals that the government can't take away from us. And expressing that, I think, is something that the borough can do. If we can't have these discussions at the local level with our neighbors in a small community like Haines, how do we expect anybody at the state or national level to deal with these?
The resolution passed 4-2, with Katie Kirby and Carol Tyneman opposed. In other business, recovery from the early December storms is still ongoing. The Haines Assembly discussed efforts to reopen a stretch of beach road that was destroyed by a catastrophic mudslide that killed two people. State disaster officials had raised concerns that local improvements to beach road could affect eligibility for federal Emergency Management Agency funding. But at Tuesday's meeting, Sam Walton with the state's disaster assistance program walked that back, and he assured the assembly that it wouldn't be the case.
It appears preliminary that the funding on that has been secured at the state level, and our discussions with FEMA so far do not indicate that there's any jeopardy to that from the FEMA side.
The assembly unanimously voted to improve the temporary access road and get bids to permanently repair Beach Road. They also voted to install road signs to alert motorists that the road will only be accessible to residents and essential service providers. Reporting from Haines, I'm Mike Swayze.